as we welcome in Mike Dooley, the Director of Football Administration and Player Personnel. You know I've got great – and, by the way, maybe one of the greatest hot dog aficionados that there is. As good as Dabo's brother, Tracy, is, you may be the man, though. And one of the, and apparently the best place for all of them is in Winston-Salem, correct?
Well, first I was going to say thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it. second of all, I'm glad they scheduled Wake Forest for this week because we've been to hot dog places from the north, south, east, west, everywhere, and PB's Takeout.
PB's
and
Takeout.
Winston-Salem is
the
best
winner.
One. It's the best one so far after many, many years, over a decade.
I love it. All right, so kind of explain to people, I mean, this is two back-to-back road games. You're kind of the organizer of all the road, you and DJ Gordon, I guess, combining it on all this stuff. But this isn't any small task now to organize basically – what, do we have a travel party of 197, is that right?
220.
220, okay. So I was underestimating by 23. So 220 people to organize a travel party like that, and hotels, food, transportation, everything. It's no small task.
Yeah, I just want everybody to realize it's just I'm just a very small part, just a
Get
little me,
stop,
big old team.
Stop.
And I guess what you can call me is like a human Rube Goldberg machine. How about that?
I do like that.
How about that? So I can either start the chain reaction, or I can stop the chain reaction when you have to, or I can alter it when it needs to be altered before everybody figures out there's a problem. But no, we start way back in January, getting everything ready from the hotels to the buses, airplanes, food. This is just a portion of my responsibilities, but we start so long ago, and then get it all lined up, and then once we get closer to the season, we'll really about 3 weeks out with the hotels, because they have other events going
right,
on.
So, right.
About 3 weeks out with everybody else, and so we have a little call about 3 weeks out, then 2 weeks out, we hammer in on the details. We have a big meeting in my office every Tuesday, so we're really planning multiple games at once. So it's not just this week is Wake Forest, it just happens to be, but we're also talking about the next two games. So every Tuesday we have that big meeting, and everybody does their part, and we have a great group of folks that work in there. You mentioned a few of them: DJ Gordon, Tracy Sweeney, JT Bandy, Danny Poole, Megan Turcott, Nick Yared with equipment, obviously Ross with all the media, and so we put our heads together and go, and I try to get out of the way. I try to help with the plan, and then let them, with their strengths, just hammer it out and make sure we run smooth. And if it's not running smooth, that's when I alter the Rube Goldberg machine, and we make it run smooth.
Like Coach said, you've been here from the beginning, and actually before the beginning of his tenure midway through a video GA, then an offensive graduate assistant, right?
I came in. I worked on defense for 2 years, and then I asked Coach Bowden. They had a offensive position come open. I asked him if I could move to offense because I figured I'd been on defense my whole life, and I wanted to know what the enemy was thinking, so I moved over to the offense, and this is very similar. Coach Sweeney is actually the other side of the table. Me and Coach Sweeney sat together for about a year and a half, and when I was a GA, and then became the tight ends coach for half the year.
Yeah, so
I got
you made
the
it
job.
A tight ends coach,
I got the
right?
job, yeah, October 13th. And, that night I said, Dooley, you're going to coach the tight ends. I'm going to move Billy to quarterbacks. I'm going to take Jeff Scott, who was a GA on the defensive side. Yep. He's going to come coach the receivers, and I'm gonna try to run the offense and coordinate everything and just see if I can keep us all in the right direction here. And so move Jeff over to help me with the wide outs. And, yeah, Dooley coached the tight ends. He had a pretty good little group. Had Mike Palmer, I think, was his first guy there.
And player coach.
Yeah, he did a great job.
Player coach. He knew everything.
His routing lacked a little in his demonstration and his drill work.
Started Dwayne Allen. How about that?
Yeah, a little DA.
Dwayne Allen. Keem Robinson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've had,
I had a group. Chad Deal. Had them all.
You've had some dudes, there's no doubt. All right, so day-to-day operations, though, also falls under your blanket as well. That's right. You know, you're helping run this day-to-day operation, right?
That's right. So we, Coach Sweeney and I, will put together that 13-month plan. I know it's hard to plan that far ahead, even in your own house, but we start 13 months ahead, and we have a game itinerary, we have a weekly itinerary, and we have a 13-month itinerary, and so we'll make sure everybody's on board with it.
Has that become easier for the two of you to be able to do that? I mean, like said, 13, I mean, now, I'm going to guess at first it was difficult, but now it's gotten much easier, right?
Yeah, I mean, there was just because, I mean, he had never done operations. I'd never been a head coach, and so we were kind of figuring things out. And then, but, you know, like anything, once you kind of, like teaching a class almost, once you kind of get through a cycle and there's a rhythm to your year, a rhythm to what you do, you learn. And you know, we still tweak every year. We meet on it all the time. We talk, and, you know, that process stops. And then we'll finalize everything. And usually the summer, late May, early June, we'll kind of finalize the calendar. But we're always looking ahead, you know. But now we have – and there's a lot of things on campus that kind of now they try to get in the rhythm of our calendar here. And so they kind of wait on us for some information. And the biggest thing was just to be organized so we can be efficient with our time and not waste time. And then that's the big picture. But then we also have like a daily focus that we have from a game plan standpoint, what we do offensively, defense, how we utilize our time. So we're very organized, very efficient. We try not to waste time. But it's definitely gotten easier because, you know, there's certain major things that you have to get situated before you can kind of fill in the blanks, and then we have to respond and react to what's going on in college football. It could be changes in the bowl, CFPs. We've been through it all. We've been from BCS to playoff to Final Four to now 12 to changes in recruiting calendar. There's a lot of things that can change stuff, but we try to finish all that up, and then we give it. The wives really appreciate it. Our players, families, we can send them that calendar in August, and they can plan trips because it's every day's planned out literally all the way. Like we've got next year's camp for getting ready for the fall camp. We do it all the way through the fall, August of 25 in this case. So it's a 13-month calendar. So we've got camp already planned for next year to get ready to play LSU here in the Valley. So, but Dooley just, man, he's got planes, trains, and automobiles and a lot of moving parts and all the different departments and making sure that it all, you know, is synced up into the calendar. And then, you know, we've worked together so long. He knows me like a book. He usually completes my sentences or, you know, finishes the answer, you know, so.
I still ask, though.
Yeah. And he'll say, that's what I thought, but, you know, but he's great, man. He's amazing.
Well, it's you know, it takes a lot of people, and then if one thing changes, like I talked about the chain reaction, I know how to get it fixed. But we start with the big things on the calendar and we go. But it's so important to help the program run very smoothly because we can plan ahead and we're not just reacting.
Right.
I have a lot of friends in a lot of different schools I won't name, but they don't have that luxury, and they're just scrambling around and don't really want to go in the office every day.
And Dooley also runs our camp, our football. It's people who've come to our camp. We have an awesome camp, and from our kids' camp all the way through our one-day camps. And, I mean, that's a huge, huge operation as well.
By the way, I can tell you the best move that you have made with camps is not housing students anymore. Because back in the day, when I first showed up, Dooley had me go pick up the pizzas. I was picking up 200 pizzas
over there in the dorm.
I can remember those days.
It's a big event.
So. All right. Obviously, you met your wife here, Allison, two great kids, so you better give them a shout out. Hopefully, they're listening to us.
So, Allison, I love her. She's a 2003 graduate of Clemson, and then I got two beautiful kids. Eliza, she's 9, and Austin is 7.
Going on 20.
Yeah, she's a really responsible young lady, so I really, really love them. I get to Got to go check on Austin when I get home.
I like it.
Got to go make sure he's in the bed.
I like it. All right. Dooles, appreciate you spending some time with us. All right, there you go, Mike Dooley.